Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Right, welcome into the 9/11 broadcast for Radio Night Live. We've got a lot to get to. Look at that big board there, full of names that you probably recognize. I'll go through them individually here in a minute. But welcome into an important commemoration of one of the most important days in our nation's history. I have no idea where you were 20 years ago. I remember where I was on this date like it was yesterday. I was living in a condominium in the near western suburbs of the Chicago area. I was doing a daily news talk show on AM 1160 WYLL at the time. I'd just been given that show to be my own show the day before. And I got a call from the sister station of ours that was a music station. They had a morning show. And they didn't have a newsman. And they said, Kev, we're kind of locked in here. We don't have access to what's going on. Can you give us updates? And I said, what's happening? And they said, well, there's a small plane that's hit the South Tower of World Trade Center. And I turned on the television and I started watching and getting ready to file some reports for them. And as we went through the next hour, I was preparing to call in for a report. And I watched with my own eyes, as did much of the world, on global television. 24-hour news channels had been in existence for a little while then. And in came the second flight hitting the other tower, lower than where the first flight had hit the first tower. And that ended up, the second tower that was hit ended up being the first tower that fell. And what a nightmare that the country had to then realize. We are under attack. We are at war, and we don't fully understand where this came from, what was happening. There was some good idea of where it was coming from. And if you haven't seen it yet, I would recommend the Apple TV original content that Apple TV has done has just put out a brand new documentary that traces the steps of the president on that day. It's narrated by Jeff Daniels, but they have President Bush and Condoleezza Rice and a bunch of his cabinet members, Karen Hughes, Vice President Cheney, Ari Fleischer, others that were around the president, Karl Rove, very closely that day. And it is really a compelling step-by-step retelling of what happened from the president's perspective and how really perilous his journey was that day. You may remember his day started out reading with young kids in a Florida elementary school because his focus before 9/11 was to try to improve the educational systems for America. And he got word of the first crash before going in to sit with the kids. They didn't classify it as a terror incident at that time. But then while he's sitting there talking with the teacher, Andy Card, chief of staff, decides to walk up to him, whisper in his ear, a plane has hit the second tower and America is under attack. I would highly recommend this documentary, by the way. Very, very good detail and a lot of stuff that I wasn't aware of and had not heard about. In the past, but it's produced by Apple TV. I just ran across it a couple of days ago, and my bride and I watched it yesterday, actually, on the 10th, as I was preparing for this weekend Radio Night Live and doing all that we're going to do. Let's go to the big board real quick. We've got a great lineup for you tonight, and I am really excited to have the people that we have, because we're going to hear from people that were in charge on that day. We're going to hear from someone who went to war because of that day. We're going to acknowledge the victims in the Pentagon, as well as Shanksville, as well as the Twin Towers. And we're going to take you behind the scenes of two of the most important decision makers, three of them, really, Governor Pataki, Mayor Giuliani, and Commissioner Bernie Kerik, as 9/11 unfolded. And where we stand now, see, 20 years later, it kind of becomes incumbent upon me to ask different questions. We've just run an enormously fraught-filled evacuation from Afghanistan. We don't really have any pride to take away from how that went down. And it was really hard for me to swallow this morning as the television anchors were reminding us that 20 years ago today, the Taliban were in power in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda had operational bases in Afghanistan, and they were recruiting more people. In fact, the Twin Towers attack was supposed to be one of the best recruiting tools that they could come up with. Well, as of September the 9th, 2021, the Taliban is back in control. Al-Qaeda is announcing that it has bases to operate from in not one, but maybe 15 of the 22 provinces. And we're getting reports that ISIS is setting up chapters there, and that there are other terror groups that are coming to use the safety of the Taliban's cover to thwart and plot and plan. And we don't know what the future holds. We don't know where it's going to go. But friends, this is a moment that should be approached with great sobriety out of what we're dealing with. So I'm going to ask all these people that are with us tonight, what comes next from your perspective? Here's some of who we have with us. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, we'll hear from him. Former Governor George Pataki, current congressman from New York's 1st Congressional District, Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor in New York, but was a young man when 9/11 happened. And he'll give us some insight, because he then went and served the war on terror. He was already in the reserves when the attack happened, and he could not get to the battlefield fast enough. He wanted to do more than what he was able to do, but now he is in his roles in Congress and what he hopes to do for his state of New York. We'll hear from Commissioner Bernie Kerik on kind of the very frightful events of Lower Manhattan and what happened down there. John Catsimatidis and I, John Catsimatidis is a billionaire based here in New York. He owns the Christie's grocery store chain. He runs a company, a conglomerate called Red Apple Group. They run a bunch of different companies, an energy company, grocery. They own media radio stations now in New York and on Long Island. And he's ever making a difference. He hired me a couple of years ago to work with him on his radio show. And we sat down not long ago with Governor George Pataki and Mayor Giuliani and had a very straight chat about what happened on 9/11. Also included in that conversation were some of the governor and the mayor's right hands. And they'll relay some of the information of what happened in those hours as well. So before we're done, a lot of stuff coming. We will also hear from Governor Mike Huckabee. How did this change life for the states that were inside the coasts, not necessarily on the coast, not the big cities, but how did it change things for them? And we'll hear from them. And then we've got two very special musical artists joining us tonight. Faith Hill with her song "There Will Come a Day," which she performed at a benefit shortly after 9/11. And we've also created a montage of moments from that day, mixed it with her music, added visuals to it. If you're watching on Biz TV tonight, you'll get to see the whole thing. If you want to see it and you're listening to just radio, you can go over to the social media, and we will be streaming it there as well. And then to close out the night, Michael W. Smith with a song that he wrote about America, about 9/11, about the resiliency of the American spirit. And it's simply titled "There She Stands" before we're done. So it's a huge show tonight, and I hope that you stay with us for the full time. I'm very, very hopeful, friends, that America is far from having our best days behind us. I was at the Manhattan Institute, actually, gala just last night here in Manhattan, and they honored Senator Tim Scott. And if you don't know him, he is the African-American senator from South Carolina, doing a great job on behalf of his constituents. And he just made it really, really clear. America's best days are still to come. So have hope, believe, but let's stay eternally vigilant because we've got a lot of work to do in the days to come. I'm Kevin McCullough. Very glad to have you with us here on Radio Night Live. And if you miss any part of it, of course, we will have a podcast available at any of the podcast outlets, including Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Coming right back from Manhattan. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us as we, on this 20th commemoration, with someone who was on duty that day. He had responsibility for the actions of the NYPD as he lost many of his men that day and many friends and colleagues across the first responders community in New York City. Commissioner Bernie Kerik, thank you for your service, sir. Thank you for your love for your city and for your country. We've heard your story before, but for those that haven't, just give us the elevator pitch version, because I want to ask you about where we go from here. But remind us where you were that day.
In the morning, early in the morning, I was in my office when the first plane hit Tower 1. And by the time the second plane struck Tower 2 and slammed through the north side of that building that was standing in front of it, I had gone downtown to meet with the mayor. We were going to meet at the temporary, at the emergency command center for the city, which was in 7 World Trade, but I couldn't get into the building because people were actually jumping from the top of Tower 1. I was waiting for the mayor when the second plane slammed through the north side of Tower 2, and then finally met up with the mayor about 3 or 4 minutes later when he arrived.
The next number of minutes were quite harrowing. You guys were actually, when the towers came down, you actually got kind of blocked in. Describe that portion of your story that day.
Yeah, the mayor wanted to call the president. You know, we were looking for air support. We wanted to make sure there was air control, that they were controlling the airspace around New York City. We didn't know how many more planes were in the air, targeting New York, if any. And I took the mayor into a small office at 75 Barclay Street, where he was on the phone with the White House, waiting for the president. They told him the president wasn't there, the vice president was going to come to the phone. And about 2 minutes later, somebody came back on the phone and they said, "Mr. Mayor, we can't, we're going to have to hang up. They're evacuating the White House and they think that the Pentagon just got hit." And as they said that to him, the building we were in began to shake like a freight train was coming through the side of it. And basically what that was Tower 2 was imploding. We were only 2 blocks north of that building. So the windows started blowing out. We got smothered with this soot and dust and gas and stuff. And we actually got trapped in that building for about 20, 25 minutes. Couldn't get out.
When you did get out, you emerged into a new world, Bernie Kerik, and the next number of days were kind of critical. Governor Pataki made the decision, instead of having 2 different command stations, that he would just bring his place to you. The feds decided to do the same thing, and everything was being run from Lower Manhattan. Talk about what the difficulties were over the next several hours to days, as you had to figure out if this was going to be the end of it, or if there was more coming.
Well, you know, that's honestly, Kevin, that's a great, great question, especially about the coordination between the feds and the state authorities. You know, I've watched, I don't know, 2 dozen, 3 dozen crises over the last 20 years handled by organizations in this country, including the feds, including the military. But I'm going to tell you something. Our successes in overseeing the response, the rescue, the recovery, and the investigation on and in the aftermath of 9/11, in addition to managing the city, in addition to keeping the city safe, it was all as a result of enormously strong leadership by the mayor, additions by the governor, by the people from the White House, by the feds. But the mayor, ultimately, was responsible for the city of New York. It was our responsibility. The governor was there every step of the way, augmenting anything we needed, no matter what it was. Most times at our daily 3 or 4 crisis management meetings, every day, the governor was there, or his representative was there. And the thing that came out of that for me was, when you coordinate for state and federal partners, anything could be done. But that is rarely seen today. There's still a lack of intel, cooperation, communication. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody. Like we did it on September 11th in the aftermath. And I think that was really to our success.
Let me use that as a pivot point because, Bernie, and you and I are friends. In fact, we live close to each other. We've talked many times on and off the air. I don't think either one of us would have ever guessed that 20 years to the day that the Taliban would be back in control in Afghanistan and that there would be news reports that Al-Qaeda was reforming terror training camps in that region. But there are those reports as we sit here this weekend observing the 20th commemoration of this. What are your thoughts about where we are at and what the future holds for your city, but for the nation as a whole?
You know what, Kev, I've only talked about this recently, but on October 7th, 2001, I was on the way to a Yankee game to meet the mayor in the evening, and the mayor called my car. As soon as I got in the car, he called, and he said the words, "It's happening." And I had no idea what he was talking about, and I said, what's happening? What are you talking about? He said, "I just got a call from President Bush. He said he would let us know that he wanted me to call you and tell you what's happening." And what was happening was that we were going into Afghanistan. The president told the mayor and I on September 14th, "When we do this, you're going to be the first to know. I'm going to let you know." And he did. So I diverted. I didn't go to Yankee Stadium. I went downtown. Me and Joe Dunn and Joe Esposito, my deputies, we basically started securing up the city in the event of any kind of retaliatory attacks. But I swear, from with that image in my head of us going into Afghanistan to annihilate the people that attacked our city, to Joe Biden surrendering Afghanistan to the Taliban, and then having the audacity to stand up with his chairman of the Joint Chiefs and his press secretary to say, there is a possibility and we can communicate with them and coordinate with them and negotiate with them. Guess what? It's all a farce. This is an enemy that despises us. This is an enemy that we've been fighting for 20 years. This is an enemy that has killed dozens and dozens of our military personnel. How do you have the gall to stand up at a press conference and have any communications with them at all? How could you give the Taliban Afghanistan? How could you surrender a country? I don't get it.
It certainly defies explanation. And Bernie Kerik, we thank you for your service. We thank you for your love for your fellow Americans and for those many long hours that you went without sleep in the days following 9/11 after 20 years ago to this very weekend. And we thank you for being with us today. And God bless you and God bless America as we move forward. Pray that we will get better leadership and be kept safe in years to come. But it's going to be because of the vigilance of the American people, not because of trust in the governing class. And I think you've illustrated that for us well today. Thanks, Bernie.
Kevin, thank you.
Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton attended the ceremony at the National 9/11 Monument in New York City. Mike Lowe's daughter was on the first flight that hit the World Trade Center.
These 20 years have felt like both a long time and a short time. And as we recite the names of those we lost, my memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world.
Foreign leaders sent messages honoring the fallen in the attacks. Citizens from more than 90 countries were also lost on that day. There was also an event at the Pentagon. A bell was rung as each name of the 184 people who died was read aloud. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, as we continue our retrospective of the commemoration of the attacks of 9/11, some 20 years plus, I do not call it an anniversary. There's nothing about this day or this season that I ever celebrate. But it is important to remember, and I've made a promise to people that I knew and lost on that day that I will never forget. And we continue our discussions today with Charmaine Yost, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, who has long lived in Washington, D.C., and we hear a lot about the New York attacks and what happened here, but I have not asked her about her days of 9/11 and where she was and how that impacted the nation's capital. And Charmaine, it's good to have you with us, per usual. Talk to me about what that day entailed for you.
You know, Kevin, it's actually surreal to look back on it. And even though I've been in D.C. for so many years and decades, and that's where our friendship goes back to, this was a period of my life where I was teaching and finishing up grad school at the University of Virginia. I, you know, remember being online and seeing it happen in real time and just being so confused and wondering what in the world. You remember that whole sequence of seeing the first plane go in and thinking it was a tragedy, and then seeing the second one and then realizing that something on an entirely different order of magnitude was going on. But for me personally, I think one of the weird things from being involved in the public policy community in D.C. is that we were watching, you know, just like so many people, just watching all of the gripping news all day, trying to process and trying to follow and trying to figure out what was going on. And my friend Barbara Olson's picture flashed up on the screen, and she was in the plane, on the plane that hit the Pentagon.
Right.
And so I knew her through the public policy community here in D.C., and it was just unreal to kind of look at the television and think, oh, this is real, this is happening.
On September the 10th, I had just been given my first full-blown talk show of my own in Chicago, had been producing for someone else, and on that show I had Barbara Olson featured many times. I had her on to talk about some things that were going on as it related to the outlook for the rest of the year. As you were moving into the fall, and it was, you know, President Bush's first term and first year, and he was wanting to get, you know, all the things done that he had campaigned on, and we had a very lengthy discussion, and then to hear that the next day she had boarded that flight, left Ted, her husband, famous lawyer who she loved deeply, to travel, and had never made it out. And just one of a handful of people that I knew that we lost that day, and on a certain level, you never quite get past how their lives came to an end. Even when I look back now, Charmaine, I go back and I see the footage, and it's like, it's a snuffing out of life that is so immediate and so abrupt, and there's so much wrong with that. I know that your family has been greatly inspired by what America stands for. Your son serves in the armed forces. I'm just curious your thoughts 20 years later, seeing where we're at with the Taliban now back in control, and as of yesterday, multiple reports saying that even Al-Qaeda reforming strategic groups within the Afghani borders to reformulate. Where are we 2 decades later?
You know, it's funny that you should bring that up, Kevin. In some ways, you're a little prescient there, although I think that it's not terribly surprising that you would make that connection, because I think my family actually represents in some ways many families who
they do.
With young men who were deeply, deeply impacted by that day. And if I can, I'll try to tell you the story of, as I said, my family was gathered in our living room watching the events of the day unfold. And my husband is an Army veteran, and we had his Army saber hanging on the wall, and my son was 5 years old at the time. And we looked up at one point, and he had gone and pulled his dad's saber down off the wall. And he went out to our front porch and started marching back and forth. And we asked him what he was doing. He said he was trying to protect us. And that was part of a very deeply meaningful thing for him as the years went by. And he did end up joining the Army, as partly, like many young men of his generation, deeply influenced by 9/11.
To your thoughts about where we're at, what comes next?
Well, I think today we just really pray for safety for everyone around the world. So the events of the last month have been terribly destabilizing, not just for our country, but internationally around the world. And so we're in perilous days ahead, and I think we need to pray for our country. We are one of the consoling memories that I have of 9/11 is in the days afterwards, our country really did come together, and there were some really, really special moments of seeing people reaching across the aisles and reaching across all different kinds of divisions of Americans to remember that we're Americans together, and we're not in that place in our country today. And I think that that's something that we all need to be actively working to try to shore up and to remember is an essential part of our heritage.
That's well said. Heritage Foundation Vice President Charmaine Yost, thank you for your thoughts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
This is a rough, rough year. I think rougher for some than most of these last 2 decades have been. Governor Mike Huckabee has been all over the place politically since 9/11. He's run for president twice in that amount of time. And he's also watched his country deal with some of these big crises back and forth. And he rejoins us. Governor, I always appreciate your insights on things. What was your schedule like on 9/11/2001? Where were you, and how did it impact your day that day?
I was in Lexington, Kentucky at a meeting of the Southern Governors Association, and there were a number of us from southern states who were gathered. We were in the middle of a conference. I just finished a breakfast meeting and gone back to the hotel room, and I was getting ready to go chair another conference. And I was sitting there, and I got a call from the state trooper who was my security during the event, and he said, turn on your television. So I did, and they were saying that a plane had flown into the World Trade Center. They thought it was a small plane, didn't know why. And as I sat there and watched, I saw the second plane hit.
Right.
I mean, it was just one of those moments that I think all of us remember where we were, what we were doing. The thoughts were just overwhelming. And so there were also concerns that they were going to hit not just the U.S. Capitol, but there were really anxieties that were going to hit every one of the state capitals. So there was an effort to get all of us back home to our prospective states, but no airplanes could fly that day because everything was grounded. But then they made an exception that governors who needed to get back to their states could take a state airplane if piloted by state police, which ours was. So I was one of the few airplanes in the air on that day. And there were reports, for example, when we were flying over Memphis, they thought it was a terrorist. You know, I later thought, my gosh, it's a wonder we didn't get shot down out of the sky from some well-meaning citizens out there thinking that they were doing the country a favor. And who knows, they may have been. But it was just one of those surreal days, and it just changed everything. Nothing in my world was the same after that. And we went from primarily focusing on education and roads and parks and tourism to suddenly having to deal with things of national security and getting FBI national security clearances so we could have teleconferences with Homeland Security in the White House. It was just a different world altogether.
How old were your kids at the time, and how do you believe this impacted your children? Particularly, I'm curious about Sarah, because she has dedicated her life to public service ever since, and I'm just curious if 9/11 was a formative event that caused some of that.
I think it was. Sarah was in college, as was my middle son, David, and my oldest son had just graduated college. So they were all young adults, and I think it had a profound influence on them because they saw not only my world changed, and they were witnesses to that, but their own world in terms of security. There suddenly was a new level of security that was placed on them because of their relationship to me. So there were many things that happened. And I just remember, Kevin, that it was the uncertainty of everything. When is the next attack coming? Who's next? Where is it going to happen? I don't think any of us doubted that there would be another one. It was just a matter of where, who would be the target, and how bad it would be. And something we forget, we were never attacked again at that level on our homeland. And so people can say whatever they want to, but one thing that I think President Bush did was put a huge focus on keeping this from happening again.
Right.
And say it was an overreach. There were too many things done. There were too many layers. But I don't ever want to go through another experience like we did on 9/11. And I think that there was a sense in which it was necessity at the time, believing. The tragedy for me is seeing that 20 years later, the very people that we went over to stop, the Taliban, and they're hosting Al-Qaeda and making it possible for the attack to happen. Now we basically surrendered to them, which I find just totally
amazing. Governor,
as
of yesterday, there's reports in major American publications that Al-Qaeda is reconstituting its training programs there, that they're finding havens to now operate out of. And this was exactly the concern. And there was another concern that I always thought in the 20 years hence was always significant, and that is a border in which on a regular basis we capture 12 to 25 people a month that come from Middle Eastern terror-soaked areas of the world that don't have real explanations for why they're on our southern border coming through Mexico. And those are the ones that we've caught, Governor. That doesn't include the ones that have come through and gotten through. And one last little layer of cheer on all of this is when California decided more than 2 years ago to withdraw from the Joint Terrorism Task Force and say they're no longer going to monitor terrorist activity in their state and work in coordination with federal authorities to see and try to thwart attacks before they happen. Governor, are we not in a more vulnerable spot than we were maybe even on September 10th, 2001?
I think that feeling, you know, we've heard people say, do you have a September 10th mindset or a September 11th mindset? Quite frankly and sadly, we've gone back to a September mindset where we thought we were invulnerable and completely safe, and we're not. Think about the fact that we had people in Gitmo, and they're now going to constitute major players, the defense minister and the finance minister of this new Taliban Republican Afghanistan. These people weren't in Guantanamo for singing too loud at church last Sunday. They were there because they were terrorists, and we knew they were terrorists. And now we've turned them loose, and they're going to be running a government that we just surrendered to and gave $85 billion worth of military hardware to.
It's hard to believe, and friends, I know that you join me in wishing Governor Huckabee a meaningful weekend. Governor, keep fighting the good fight for America. God bless you. God bless America, and pray for the families of those 13 Marines we just lost and the men and women that keep us safe every day. We need them more than ever now.
No doubt we do. Rudy Giuliani is one of my guests this weekend, so you can bet we're going to be focusing on the remembrances of what happened 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's Huckabee Today, Saturday and Sunday nights, 8 and 11 p.m. on TBN. Governor, thank you for your time.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to Radio Night Live as we remember. Here's the music of Faith Hill.
It was absolutely an appalling day, not only here in Manhattan, but also in Washington, where the Pentagon also was apparently the subject of a strike by one of these hijacked airliners flying bombs, really. The Pentagon still very much on fire. The damage there perhaps not as severe as it is at the World Trade Center, but clearly America is under attack.
It's not easy trying to understand how the world can be so cold, stealing the souls of men. Clouded skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with the fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta believe there's a better place where our Father waits. And every tear He'll wipe away. The darkness will be gone, but we shall be strong. Hold on to your faith. There will come a day.
Our police department, our fire department, and our emergency people are being stretched to the limit.
There will come a day.
I'm sure we've also lost a significant number of them.
Wars are raging, lives are scattered, innocence is lost, and hopes are shattered. The old are forgotten, children are forsaken. In this world we're living, is there anything sacred?
Of life is going to be very great indeed.
Many of the important institutions here in Chicago shut down as a result of the United States terrorist acts that have occurred.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe it'll happen. And this is the worst.
Construction workers just hung their signs outside. God bless America, and pray for families and victims.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in song.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.